you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, November 11th, 2020. It's Veterans Day, so if you haven't gone out and purchased multiple gift cards, maybe to some restaurants, which maybe aren't even open now, but I always think it's great.
To somewhere.
If you have some of those gift cards in your purse or in your wallet, and you see somebody that you know is a veteran or somebody in uniform, and you just pat them on the back or, I don't know,
can't
social
do
distancing.
That
no, yeah, that's right. You just hand
maybe
it to them.
Maybe mail it this year.
Yeah, that's right.
But do it.
Yeah, just acknowledge a veteran. Thank them for their service.
Yes.
Thank their family or those that have served in this unique way.
You
or,
can draw a smile on your mask. And
yeah.
But, well said. That's Kathleen Jennings,
yeah,
folks.
Let them know they're appreciated, and especially on this day or this week or this month, because the liberties that we so gratefully and freely receive and operate in is because of those that have oftentimes given up their lives and so have served this country. And in fact, if you tune in today, much of the music is very patriotic and, you know, honoring to our vets. So I hope
very
you'll enjoy
good.
That. In fact, it's 15 days until Thanksgiving, everyone. 15 days, it'll
my
be
goodness.
Thanksgiving.
And it was 75 degrees out the other day.
I know.
Well, it's changing, so.
Yeah, it'll change quickly. Yeah. But in 16 days, we'll start airing Christmas music
oh
that Thanksgiving
my.
Weekend.
That's exciting.
I intersperse a lot of Christmas music. Uh-huh. And then as we go towards December, I begin adding more and more Christmas music every single day. So once we hit into December, it's like full stride, almost transitioning to all Christmas music.
I love
so,
that. I absolutely yep. love Christmas music.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving weekend, be sure to tune in, one of our 19 frequencies.
Yeah.
And those of you that enjoy WGNN and WGNJ, you'll get a lot more Christmas music. I'm working with the Springfield Group and the WLUJ family of stations to begin transitioning Christmas music earlier. They usually wait till almost Christmas week.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, we got to start getting the spirit, the Christmas message out a little earlier.
Oh,
so.
And we're going right. to get at our house our lights up early this year. I mean, it's just needed.
Yeah.
I think they're encouraging people to put Christmas decorations up early.
Really?
Yeah.
I can believe it.
We all need a little encouragement, and I received some encouragement. Listener, I wish you could have joined me a half hour ago, 20 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago. We are in a little bit of a church service here, would you say? We were praying up and trying to talk through how God may be at work and hopefully that his presence would be felt by so many of us that need kind of that calming sense of the Holy Spirit at work, fortifying us in our faith journey, or just confirming that God's in control and helping see beyond maybe the immediate circumstances or the frustrations that we're experiencing or the heartache that we're feeling or on and on and on. I'm sure all of us could cite different things that are weighing heavily on our hearts. And we just kind of had a great, transparent time. I guess Jason would call it that, harvareman, where we're basically flushing out thoughts and ideas.
He's speaking another language now. Is that,
well, that's
what
a Hebrew
that?
Term.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And that's when you come together, havarim.
Havarim refers to special friends.
Yeah,
oh,
you,
that's
you kind
nice.
Of come
close
together
friends.
And you talk through
right.
things and you
close
kind
friends.
Of try to flush them out or see how God's at work. And so we were all talking through different things. And then we just had a mm-hmm. sweet time, I would say, of prayer mm-hmm. of, Lord, you're in control. You know the end from the beginning. You desire that everyone comes to mm-hmm. know you. And so regardless of what political party you're affiliated with or life experience you've had mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. you know, all the different things right. that maybe divide us, God's desire is that all would come to know him. Mm-hmm. And so as a radio ministry, we're all talking about we want to be agents of lifting up the name of Jesus,
yes.
you know, proclaiming the hope that can be mm-hmm. found in following Jesus as your Savior, and that God, his intent is that we'd all come to know him. Mm-hmm. And so We do want to proclaim that. And as we prayed up this program, we thought, how are we going to transition kind of that hope-filled message that we want to convey and yet also talk about an article that Kathleen Jennings wrote called To Honor and to Remember. And so our prayer for this program is that you would be touched and moved and encouraged and blessed, but primarily you would know God's love for you, and also you would take time to honor our veterans and remember those that have served in unique ways.
Well, don't you remember the song, Mark, that we sang in Hebrew in Israel? Shalom Havarim.
Oh, yes, that's right. Some of us sang it a lot better than others.
I know some Greek. I don't know much Hebrew. Yeah. Havarim?
Havarim.
Havarim. Okay.
With an H, yeah. Okay. Havarim.
I'm so glad Kathleen's here.
I'll digress for one moment because will bring joy to Kathleen Jennings. But we had one bus driver. We had him for a number of years. And he would sing as he was driving along and lead the bus in a couple different Jewish songs. And he was just such a delight and used of God in our groups for many years.
Yes.
Well, I got to tell you something about this article, To Honor and Remember, in the Prime Lifetimes. I was realizing, Kathleen, and this isn't exactly about the article, but it's about the author, you.
Oh, me.
I was realizing recently that I'm so glad I know you. You've had a good impact in my life.
Well, thank you.
But one side note impact has been, every time I see the red poppies now, I think of you. You have so many times in so many of these articles of Generation to Generation, the series you've done about the veterans and the people who fought in wars, and you have mentioned those poppies and how that even in, is it Belle Plaine, in your town when you were little, you'd see your dad handing them out or something.
Well, I would hand them out.
You would hand them out.
Stand there beside him and hand them out to people.
Yeah.
And, of course, you have this little girl that's, I don't know, third, fourth grade, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think people would then give me money that was given to the American Legion there or whatever it was. And sometimes I think they were like a dime a piece or that was not a whole lot.
But you've told these stories and, you know, I've seen those poppies for years and I knew what they were and I've given them money and different things and warned them. But it never impacted me until you started talking about it and writing all the stuff about it. So thank you.
Well, let me tell you another story about Kathleen.
Oh, dear.
Now,
we'll
this is kind of a good
article.
One. I don't think she was ever like a salesperson. She's been a teacher and an artist and such.
No.
But I remember her always saying one of the things, I don't know if it was Girl Scout cookies or something, but she would hold them out and say, now how many do you want?
Oh, that's great.
It was always like implied that, so how many do you want?
That's great. That's great.
My father told me to do that
when
I was a little girl. Yes, whether it was cookies or poppies or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And it also let them know you don't need just one.
That's true.
I mean, you can take
not one. Do you want, how many do you want?
Many do you want?
That's great.
I always thought that's great.
Or how many would you like?
Great.
Yeah.
And I did notice, with this being on the first page of the November edition of the Prime Lifetimes, this article, To Honor and Remember by Kathleen Jennings, it didn't have the From Generations to Generations, the banner that she always
ran
has
out of room
when she's on other pages. But, Kathleen, you've been writing for us for these 3 years now.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
appreciate all the different stories and testimonies and people that you've gotten to meet and convey.
Well, that's true. You know what? Your article was on, I think was in the first, was it third one after we started? Or
it wasn't very long. It was in, I think it was like a winter month or something.
Okay.
I can't
remember. Well, I'm looking up at the wall there, and so there's our 3 years worth of the Prime Lifetimes. Now, this paper has been around for over 28 years, but we acquired it 3 years and 1 month ago, so we're 37 editions.
I think
so
it was maybe an October issue or something, because John and I were planning to go to Florida with my brother and sister, and so I wrote a very quick article.
Yeah, yeah.
And dropped it by as we were leaving town.
I remember that, but it was a very good one. But you know, Mark, our first edition of this paper that we did, on the very front page, had How to Honor and Comfort a Veteran.
That's right. That's right.
So we're coming back around here.
Yep.
That's right. Very important. Very important to honor and remember. In 1918, at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, the fighting ceased. The guns were silenced. The Great War, the war to end all wars, was over. Months later, on June 28, 1919, in the Versailles Palace outside Versailles, France, the parties signed the official treaty. In November, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed November 11, 1919, the first commemoration of Armistice Day, a day to promote the cause of world peace and to honor World War I veterans. This peace, however, didn't endure. Americans were mobilized again, and after they had served in World War II and Korea, the word armistice was replaced by the word veterans. On June 1, 1954, November 11th became Veterans Day, a day to honor American veterans of all wars. Mm-hmm. In 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Holiday Bill to move some federal holidays, including Veterans Day, to Monday, as necessary to provide a three-day holiday encouraging travel to stimulate the American economy. Mm-hmm. This bill set Veterans Day on the fourth Monday in October, beginning in 1971. Well, it was no surprise when many states refused to comply and continued to observe the day on November 11th, giving the historic and patriotic significance of that date. President Gerald Ford returned the observance to its original day, beginning in 1978. You know, I don't even remember that change until I, you know, was researching this. Uh-huh. So I must have been one of those who didn't comply.
Imagine that.
It was always on November 11th.
That's right. I'm surprised. The United States is not the only nation to honor veterans on that day. Both Canada and Australia observe November 11th as Remembrance Day. Great Britain observes Remembrance Day on the Sunday closest to November 11th, honoring veterans with parades, services, and 2 minutes of silence in London to remember those who lost their lives. One thing that becomes very clear as we add Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, and other Middle East wars to the list of conflicts where American troops have served is the great diversity of the men and women who serve and protect our nation. Parents, children, grandparents, co-workers, friends, and neighbors have served, both at home and overseas. There are about 18.2 million living U.S. veterans who have served in at least one conflict, and 9% of them are women. 7 million veterans served during the Vietnam War and 2 million in Korea. 3 million served in support of the war on terrorism. Though their numbers are quickly dwindling, some of the 16 million Americans who served during World War II are still alive. How will you honor veterans this Veterans Day? Will you adopt a military family for the holiday, donate to a reputable veterans charity or service organization, participate in our national 2 minutes of silence, or visit a veterans memorial or cemetery? It would be nice to wear a poppy or other pro-veteran insignia as you visit a nursing home or a VA hospital. A thank you note or a day of volunteering is always appropriate. By all means, please don't leave out active duty personnel. When you see a veteran wearing a veteran cap, or you see someone in uniform, extend a word of gratitude or a small act of kindness. They deserve our heartfelt thanks for their willingness to serve our country and protect our rights and freedoms. The next time you speak freely, vote for the candidate of your choice. Travel freely around the country, protect your family, and gather in your house of worship. Thank a veteran. God bless you, and may God bless America.
Okay, and the byline to this says, Mahomet, Illinois watercolor artist Kathleen Jennings writes the personal stories of Americans who have fought for our freedom. Kathleen can be contacted at kathleen@watchmanonthewall.com.
And I know we've mentioned that watchman on the wall. That's kind of a reference to those in biblical times that stood on the wall and watched out over Jerusalem and, you know, were those first responders, if you will, way back then, you know,
almost like
looking for the safety of the people.
That's right.
They kind of gave the signal if something was
happening. Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. The Lord has put watchmen on the walls.
Mm. Praise God.
To honor and to remember on the front page of the November edition of the Prime Lifetimes. Thank you, Kathleen, and all the many stories these 30-plus months that you've been submitting articles to our paper. We appreciate you being a part of the team. I should do a shout-out for our husband, John, who sits on our radio board as the chairman, and we're going to have actually a meeting in a few hours today, so we'll be gathering and praying up the radio ministry. I have to give the president's report and update on the financials and all the in-workings of the things that we're doing with our Great News Radio Theater troupe in the midst of the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe and some of the other ministry advances we're making. We're in the midst of tearing down a home right next to the studio in Springfield. And so they purchased land in that building many years ago, but the house is over 100 years old and has some structural issues and mold and other things.
Yeah.
And it's really,
it's
been broken into a few times. So we're in the midst of leveling that in the coming days. And
better to get back to the land base there.
Yep. So a lot of things will get talked about today. And appreciate your prayers for this radio ministry and the various ways God will lead us in the days ahead. But so John, he sent out an agenda a few days ago. And we're looking forward to that meeting. That's always great. This is a board. There's 10 of us, all faithful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a great board. It's always a delight to meet and pray and brainstorm and vision cast and see where God's going to lead us in the days ahead. So,
well, John's always very patient and kind and loving man.
Yes.
Oh, that's really nice.
I agree. He's a great chair.
But keep that a secret, okay?
out here on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, Kathleen, what do you suggest? And Mark, you alluded to this at the beginning of the program about doing something for a veteran on Veterans Day. And the reason I ask that is I'm very used to like going out for breakfast early on Veterans Day and going up and saying something to the guys with the hats on, you know, their their hat, or just different ways you see veterans and say thank you. And we won't really have so much of that this year in public because of all the shutdowns.
Well, sometimes I know what we've done sometimes is if we go into a restaurant and notice, I always look at the people that are in there and you kind of notice things. And if we notice veterans, we'll go to the cashier right at that point and say, we want to pay for the tickets for their meal.
That's a great idea. Now, this year, some of the restaurants are closed.
That's right. So that would be harder to do, but you could remember that. But you've that way when they go to pay for their
But your idea of the gift card is a good one too, Mark.
Again, if the restaurant is open, but you can get them online,
or
you can go to like Lowe's and they have that whole big rack of different like Applebee's or whatever different restaurants you can.
Well, and if you know them real well and you know what they like, you can always get them a takeout.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
And go by and give it to them or leave it on their front porch and knock on the door whatever you'd like to do. And, of course, I don't know how they deal in the veterans' homes and so forth now with all this going on. You can't go back and meet with them and talk with them, but you could take something for them. Mm-hmm. And the people there who work in the veterans home or the nursing home or wherever they happen to be would know what they like to eat.
Yeah, or you could just take some like cookies, you know, from a rec place.
That's right, in a box. And take some home-baked things.
Here's a hands-on activity with most of the leaves down. Now, I've been doing a lot of leaf blowing and raking, and it's like when I thought I had it done, and it's like, 2 days later. I'm not kidding. 2 days later, it was like I had not done anything, but it's getting closer. But maybe getting your rake and getting a buddy or a family member, and if they're World War II veteran or Vietnam veteran age, they would certainly love or embrace you if you just go rake their yard. Don't even knock on the door. Well, I guess knock on the door and get permission to do that, but rake their yard
idea.
Or do something that maybe bring in the hoses or things that they haven't done yet for the winter time. You know, get their yard cleaned up if they still have lawn chairs out or whatever. Can I put them up into your attic or into the garage? Or
that's a great idea, Mark.
You know, a real hands-on thing I think would be appreciated.
I have to admit, I had to laugh when you posted that picture of all those leaves in your trunk with little Esther standing there. Yeah. Well, not so little anymore, with her rake and everything.
Yeah. Right.
And somebody posted under, are you going to really drive?
Yeah.
With,
yeah,
you can see those leaves flying, you know.
It was, I'm not kidding, it was the back of the pickup truck, and I had stood in it 5 different times to mash it all down.
Oh,
it's like
goodness.
That Lucille Ball
with
the grapes.
Oh,
I marched around the back for like 5 minutes, and then we put in more leaves, and 5 or 10 more minutes, put
I'd
in
like
more
to
leaves.
Have seen that.
It was packed, and then it went up about 4 or 5 feet.
Oh,
so I ended up using bungee cords and cardboard, and I didn't have my tarp, so I used cardboard. And
that would have been worth a video.
Oh, it's a great picture, but I've done that twice more since. And yesterday was out raking leaves and everything, so they're still coming down. But
I love to rake leaves.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Holly loves to burn the leaves.
Oh, yeah.
See, we can take them out to Piatt County and our property, and they still allow burning, so that's always a fun activity.
Yeah, that's right. That's
right across the river, so we're in Piney.
Some people have houses on the river.
Yeah. Get your edition, the November edition of the Prime Life Times, at over 300 locations, almost 350 various locations in a town near you. You can find out more at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. And then look for the distribution link, and then it lists them by city and by state. We have a number of locations in Indiana, in what we would call West Central Indiana, and you can find out a location near you and pick up an extra copy and take it to a friend. I think once they start reading this publication, they'll love it and they'll look for it, and then thank our advertisers or the various locations where you can pick it up free of charge because they provide that service.
You could buy a veteran a subscription today.
Oh,
yes,
that's right.
You could.
PrimeLifeTimes.com.
Thank you, veterans.
Yeah, thank you, veterans.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Kathleen Jennings with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day, night, and happy Veterans Day.